You know, when you go onto a campus, you're going to be so scared. You're going to be so intimidated. The devil's going to lie to you. He's going to go, you don't belong here. You're not very smart. And it's going to come to you guys as your own voice. I'm not very smart. I didn't go to college. I should go to the nations. I'm not really called to the campus anyway. All these little voices are going to come against you. And I want you to look at, shout out in the air. God has called me. He's pouring out his spirit on the campus of the world. And if I have to fail a dozen times, I'm going to go in and love some people and tell them about Jesus. It's not that hard if you have love in your heart and a willingness to just go love lost people. So I walked onto this campus. I felt like the biggest idiot, white guy, you know, out of place on a Native American campus. And started making a few friends, started making a few disciples. One time there was this young guy who had just given his life to Jesus. And we don't go in and go, hey, we're starting a meeting. I go in and hang out with people. And I like build like, you know, 10 or 15 or 20 relationships. And then I see them the next day. And then I go to the campus cafeteria and I hang out with them. I'm like, I see a couple guys I know. And I got a little pad of paper where I've like written down people's names. So when I see them, I can remember them again. And I start getting in their world and I start hanging out with them. And then after a while, I get closer with someone. I'm like, hey, man, you want to get lunch tomorrow? Or, hey, you want to grab coffee this afternoon? What time you get out of class? And then I ask them about their life. And pretty soon I've got like 12 or 15 friends around me who are starting to be drawn to me in order to be drawn to Jesus. And then so pretty soon I get a few of them together. So one night we get a few guys together and we're just hanging out. We go out for dinner. And I look at one of these guys and I go, hey, has anybody ever taught you the bread ceremony? He goes, the bread ceremony? No, what's that? I go, like, where you experience Jesus and the ceremony he taught us? He goes, no. I go, oh, that's awesome. Let's do it. I go, hey, there's a Jimmy John's. So we go into Jimmy John's. We're out on the street. They have 50-cent day-old bread. I get this 50-cent loaf of bread, and we can't find any grape juice. So I get a cup of lemonade, a bottle of lemonade. We go out in the street, and while people are walking by, and guys are getting stoned, and just crazy stuff's happening on the street, we have a group of us that we pass around, we break and pass around the bread, and I have one of my disciples talk about what the bread symbolizes. Then I have another one talk about what the drink symbolizes. It symbolizes the body of Jesus that was broken for us, and God sent his son as a sacrifice to raise from the dead. And when we believe in him, he wipes away all our bad stuff, and he won't judge us. He treats us as his kids. It's awesome. Do you want to partake of this ceremony with us? And he's like, yeah. So we take communion together. And then one guy starts praying. Another guy kind of sings a little song he knows. And then this new disciple looks up and he goes, wow, that was cool. And then I look at him and I say, now that we have taught you to experience Jesus this way, you now have permission to go and do this ceremony with your friends. And teach them about the body and blood of Jesus and what it means. He goes, really? Can I have the rest of that loaf? You see, we've been taught, many of us inadvertently, that we have to arrive at a certain level or be credentialized or get permission to go make disciples. That we have to get permission to go teach people to follow Jesus, to baptize them, to take communion, to start churches. We're not suggested to go make disciples. We're commanded. We're not suggested to go baptize. We are commanded to baptize.